Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Ashley Barnes, and we are talking about the McGregor Fall Festival. It is coming up October 11th and 12th in Turner Park in McGregor. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So good morning, Ashley, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Cody.
Yeah, and so let's talk about the Fall Festival. Just one weekend this year, that's a change from last year, and another great change is that the roads are open.
Yeah. We're winning. So, yes, this will be the first time in 2 years there will not be road construction in downtown McGregor. So we are super excited about that. With that said, yes, we did make the decision, the city, with the city support, and to make it a one-weekend event this year, just to pour all of our resources and make it a really a lot more activities, a lot more involvement, a lot more music, just from a money standpoint, and making it just a really full weekend of activities and events for people.
So talk to me about the event. If folks are unfamiliar, it's arts and crafts, it's wine, beer, food, live music, activities. It's basically fun for everybody. You can find something to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. So the best part about what we do, we are a nonprofit. This will be the 51st year of this iconic event in McGregor. So it's kind of a die-hard McGregor event that people look forward to. We've got art and craft vendors coming from all over the Midwest. I think to date I'm at 45 vendors, which is
amazing
from last year.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. It's fun. People, my vendors enjoy it. They enjoy coming to McGregor. They enjoy the people, the atmosphere, and all the activities we have scheduled as well.
Yeah, and you guys have been sponsoring or are doing sponsored posts on the Facebook page as well, kind of highlighting the different people that are going to be there so folks can get a full list. It's kind of, you know, you have that information out there as well as they can kind of check out the Facebook page.
Correct. Our Facebook page is a great resource. It's the McGregor Fall Art Festival. We have vendors, I mean, anywhere from we have jewelry coming, we have soap, we have candles, we have crochet, we have mittens, our hat people. Woodworking. We have some wooden mosaic stuff, a new vendor coming this year, along with a guy that makes wooden canoe paddles.
Wow.
So there's literally something for everybody on that end. When we skip over and we look at the events and the activities that we will have, the best part about us, we're nonprofit. So everything we do, we have sponsors for. It's free for the family. So bring out the kids, bring out everybody. We have face painting. There is a bounce house this year that'll be there both Saturdays and Sundays. We brought the pumpkins back. People can paint pumpkins. Kids can take them home, paint them, leave them to dry, pick them back up, whatever works. We have a lot of games. We have a full-size tic-tac-toe table, checkerboard, Jenga, giant Jenga, Connect Four. My carriage ride guy will be back in town. And we do have pre-face painting both Saturday and Sunday from, I think, noon to 3. My face painters will be there.
And then we talked a little about it as well, if you want to just highlight live music as well both days for folks to come out and enjoy.
Yeah, so we have LaBarge's coming back. LaBarge's are always a local favorite, do a fabulous job. Bo Timmerman will be there Saturday morning as well. So we actually have two musicians each day this year instead of just one. And then on Sunday we have Ann Christopher. And then Tim Bonkamp will be playing, so we will have that live music going all day. The one thing I did forget to mention, we do have a special visitor coming on Saturday. I know, we're super excited. I've put out the advertising for it. His name is Archie, and he is a miniature Highlander.
Okay.
So we are going to have a fun guest. We always have a really nice photo shoot area for people who I have a fabulous volunteer who puts together a beautiful area for pictures. And if you want, you can come down, you can meet Archie. If you want to take a picture with Archie, you can. The kids can pet him. He's going to be hands-on, user-friendly. But he'll be there only Saturday from, I think, noon to 4 is my time.
So, I love that. Highlanders are the best.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Yeah, and he's mini. He's literally like 120 pounds.
Super That's awesome. You might even try to take a bite out of the pumpkin. So
There you go. Just really focusing on family fun, something for everybody. My food truck vendors, we have the hibachi truck coming out of Dubuque. They will be joining us. That'll be new this year. And then we have the Hangry Hobo, Smash Burgers, Gyros. He was there last year, and everybody loved him. So we asked them back. And then, of course, the Legion has their beer and brats. So looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun. Again, this is the McGregor Fall Festival. Ashley mentioned the 51st Fall Festival there in McGregor, October 11th and 12th, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. We talked about it all. It's going to be arts and crafts, wine, beer, food, live music, activities, fun for the whole family, and everything is free because of those sponsors. So that's fantastic. And then if folks want to know some more information, we mentioned the Facebook page, but where else can they get some of the information on the events?
You can contact the Facebook page, or you can call the Left Bank Shopping Gallery in downtown McGregor. That number is 563-329-2010. And they can get you information that you need as well. But and should say, too, as you're coming through, you can drive on Main Street, shop our local businesses, support them, show them some love this fall. Enjoy the trees. You got Pikes Peak, you got Effigy Mounds, and Turner Park is right in the middle of all of it. So looking forward to a great fall for McGregor and Marquette.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley, so much for joining us. And, folks, get out and have some fun next weekend.
Thank you.